Welcome to Tuesday morning at 16 past six.
Yep, morning, Mike.
We got some data coming this week.
Yeah, Mike, we're looking at a sort of relatively stable day at the moment in share market trading overnight, which is what we really wanted to see after that sort of very taxing and incredible volatility we've seen in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, there's a heck of a lot of data due to be released this week, Mike. I'm not going to go into all the minutiae of that, but I want to talk about the issue that we're going to have to deal with now. We've had these, for the large part, a lot of stimulus packages announced from jurisdictions around the world, and in the last 24 hours, you've got the latest iteration out of Australia with that $1,500 a week per fortnight per employee package, and by the way, that helped the Australian share market to a rollicking close last night, with their share market up 7% yesterday. So you've had that sort of government stimulus recovery continuation packages, whatever you want to call them. You've had a whole swathe of central bank support as well fired at financial markets to ensure liquidity and the smooth functioning of financial markets. But now we're going to start to get the data flow, and you don't have to be a sort of grey-haired, sort of slightly tired old financial markets guy like myself to work out that the data flow is going to be overwhelmingly negative. It's just a question of quantum. So I think sort of we started this week with a sort of underlying theme of caution, and I think traders and investors and financial market participants this week were pretty cautious because we're looking at this data going, oh gosh, this isn't going to be great. Now, we get the release today, or I think it's today, of the ANZ Business Outlook. Now, we've already had a preliminary look at that. There's a ton of data offshore, and it sort of culminates at the end of the week with the release of the US non-farm payrolls number. That's US employment data. Now, that US employment is going to become very much a lightning rod for attention. You know, there's estimates over how bad unemployment will get, and it's an issue in New Zealand as well. Lots of guesses, Mike, but they are guesses. And if you think locally, nobody knows for sure how effective the wage subsidies and other measures will be at, helping employers keep employees on as well. Now, you've got manufacturing data too. There's a ton of other data. We'll try and pick out the eyes of it as we go over the course of the week.
Okay, where are we at with oil?
Yep, so Mike, it's the last day of March, so we've got quarter end, so we'll see how the quarterly rebalancing and window dressing impacts market, and that may have contributed to the volatility last week as we limp our way into April. But it also, Mike, marks the end of the OPEC Plus production agreement. So sort of quick recap, you have OPEC, that's the historical group of oil-producing nations. OPEC Plus brings in Russia, Mexico, Norway, amongst others, and you recall that the current slump in oil prices was the result of a standoff between Russia and Saudi Arabia, and that was early March, and it really didn't help the market turmoil that we'd had from coronavirus. It wasn't oil sort of tanking. You got the big skid down to $50 a barrel for Brent crude, it fell from there, and it fell down to 30 bucks. We thought that might provide a bit of support. Well, that's out the window as well. Overnight, oil has taken another leg down. We're now at 17, 18 year lows in the last 24 hours. So we've got the sort of perfect storm. Global producers fighting over long-term positioning, and now you've got demand cratering as the coronavirus sort of lockdowns basically mean you don't get to drive anywhere anymore. So the irony here is that very few people are going to actually get to enjoy the low petrol prices that will inevitably ensue. We look at Brent crude, that's fallen below 22 bucks, but other benchmarks around the world have actually fallen under $20. Mike, I have even read reports this morning that actual barrels of oil, the physical barrels of oil, not the sort of contracts, the market benchmarks that we look at, have traded significantly lower. And in fact, there's word out of Canada that some shipments of barrels of oil have fallen as low as $3.82 a barrel.
Wow.
Which basically means negative pricing by the time they get to where they go. So it's remarkable stuff we're seeing at the moment, Mike.
This is history in the making each and every day. What are the numbers?
Yep. Yeah, sort of good. We've got green numbers. 22,102 on the Dow, up 464, just over 2%. The S&P 500, 2605, that's up 64. And the Nasdaq, 7718, up 216, just under 3%. The FTSE 100, 5563, about 1% gain. The Nikkei, 19,084. They lost 304 yesterday. Shanghai Composite lost 25 points, 2747. As I said, the ASX 200 had a storming day yesterday, up 338 points, 7%, closing at 5181. The New Zealand market up 104 points, 1.09%, 9661. On the currencies, 0.6008 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9742 odd Aussie, 0.5452 euro, 0.4848 pounds, 64.80 yen, gold $1,620.89. And I said, Brent crude, as I look at it now, $22.36.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.